McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by Blue Bay Bar and Grill. Now, here is your host, Kenny Palmer.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coach Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmo, location at Blue Bay Mexican Bar Grill. We'll be here each and every Wednesday on Wednesday night at 7 for the entire season. The segment of Terrell Toomer Show is sponsored by Summit Sport Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Terrell Toomer.
Thanks for having me on, Mr. Kenny.
Coach Toomer, we want to talk about the game that we had on Friday night, and I want to start with your defense. Could you give me an overall performance on your defense Friday night?
I was impressed with the defense. With us starting 8 new guys on defense, we flew around and we got to the football. I was very impressed with the effort that the guys gave. I mean, people always say we start a lot of young guys. I didn't realize this until about 12 o'clock Friday night. We started a 13-year-old, and he turned 14 at 12 o'clock that night.
Wow.
He walked up to me and said, "Coach, it's my birthday," when we just got back from Brentley. But overall, if I had to judge the defense, I would give it a 7.5 with room to get better. Very, very pleased with those young guys. They're taking the coaching. They're listening, and I mean, you know, they're just naturally fast. Last year we had size and speed. This year we got a little bit more speed than we had on last year's defense.
And coach, one young man I was very, very impressed with, and that's Mr. Number 16 there, Carter.
Yes, sir.
Man, he had some game Friday night.
Yes, Danny Carter. Danny is a kid, what I call a program kid. He's been in our program since he was in the middle school, and he's worked his way up through high school. He's lived, he's run, he's a pretty good athlete. And as you saw last Friday, I mean, he likes to get after the quarterback. I mean, he wants to be in the backfield. He lives to be in the backfield. It's kind of hard to get him to read anything. One of the things he does best is just going, just blitzing off the edge. He had an outstanding game. I think he had 6 sacks is what I ended up doing the stats, and about 7 tackles for loss. He had an outstanding game.
Yes, coach. And I had him down for 6 sacks, and I was very, very impressed. But you know, your overall speed on defense, I was very impressed with that. Could you tell me about your speed on defense?
Well, that old saying Bobby Bowden used to say, you either got it or you're chasing it. And I was, just seeing us on the field, you didn't get a good look at the scrimmage because, you play, so many quarters. But just seeing our guys fly around Friday was good. You know, even when they got a little tired, it was still good to see those guys fly around and show off a little bit of that team speed we got. We're impressed with those guys. We just got to make sure we're reading the right thing, when we're flying around.
Yes, you know, coach, and a lot of guys have to go both ways, offense and defense, special teams, and they didn't even come off the field a lot of times.
Yeah, we're kind of narrowing it down to a group of about 6 guys that we're sending both ways. We're kind of prioritizing some of our guys on one side of the ball, but we're gonna be okay when it comes to guys going both ways.
Okay, this is the MCA Coach Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, Coach Toomer, give me a little bit about your special teams on Friday night. I was impressed with the special teams.
I was too. We work on special teams every day, at least 15 minutes. And most of the time, we do 2 special teams per day. And we give each special team about 7.5 to 8 minutes. That was one of the things that I was impressed with Friday. We had a great kickoff. We had 2 great kickoff returns that got us great field position on the opening drive. We put in a different punt this year. It's a pro-style NFL punt. The only difference is we're not at 15, we're at 10, and we're kicking it off of 1 step. I was impressed with the way we punted the ball. Denver Anthony, quarterback, he had an average of 41 yards.
And just a 10th grader.
Yeah, and that's pretty good. As far as punt return is concerned, it's more what we want to do. Do we want to go after it or do we want to play safe? A lot of times we was in positions where we had to play it safe. But overall, I've heard from different fans and our coaches. Our coaches made the statement, in our Sunday meet that special teams was good. And I'm glad to hear it, and special teams get you beat.
And Coach, let me say this. It's a big difference in starting from your 50 and starting from your 20, isn't it?
Yes, and that's one of the things we try to do on punt return is get the offense good starting yardage. And kickoff return, get some good starting yardage. If you got to start everything from the 20, sometimes those drives will stall out about midfield or a little bit after. But when you're starting on midfield or a little bit after, that gives the offense a little less yardage to go after. And that saves a little gas in the tank for later on.
And Coach, I tell you what now, Mike Campbell, one of your star players, he's been hurt all during your summer. But good to have Mike back Friday night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Mike had a minor injury, but it kind of sidelined him a little bit. He had a dislocated wrist, doctors wouldn't clear him to sweat. They just wanted that wrist to heal up. And he's been working out with us, but Friday was his first game action. So, he's not in shape where we want him to be, but he's getting there. It was great to have a senior back. To have that guy around and have his speed on the field.
And Coach, I'm going to tell you another kid I was impressed with on offense. Don Grant ran the ball very, very hard on Friday night. And, Don gave us some great elusive move there. And he was hard to bring down Friday night. He ran with a lot of a skill position on Friday night. Give me your thoughts on him from Friday night ball game.
Yeah, he did. He had a good game. Don is a kid that I constantly stay on. I constantly ride it. Dunn, don't tiptoe. Dunn, hit the hole. Dunn, put your foot in the ground and get some yards. And the scrimmage game, he came out, he done some of the things from the past. And this Friday night, Dunn got the football and he stuck his foot in the ground, he got yards. I mean, he only ended up with about 60 yards, and I'm very positive at least 25-40 range of yards got called back on him. So we're very impressed with what Dunn did. It's good to see that kid, in his senior year starting to really get it and really take over and be a leader for us on the offense in the backfield.
Yes, Coach, and I heard your offensive coordinator keep telling the boys, they did not stop us. We stopped ourselves on a lot of penalties Friday night. We had a lot of penalties Friday night and a couple of touchdown called back. Give me your opinion on that, Coach.
Yes, we had 12, I think, 12 for 111 yards. And Coach Rex was right. When you go back and watch the film, nothing against Brantley, but we stopped ourselves more than Brantley did. I mean, once we started getting the drive going, we would get a penalty. First play of the game, for instance, we get a great kickoff return, end up about midfield. We throw a 9 route, catch it, touchdown. We got a penalty. It's got to come back. I will say this about penalties. If we don't get any penalties in a game, then I'm worried.
Yes.
Because if we're getting penalties, that means our kids are aggressive. Our kids are getting after it.
Okay, it's worth to come on the Terrell Tumor Coach Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
For years, the people of Darien have had to cross the bridge for authentic Mexican food. Until now, welcome to Darien Blue Bay Bar and Grill, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Darien, period. Fajitas, chili relanos, burritos, al pastor tacos, and of course, the best margaritas you have ever tasted. Strawberry, peach, mango, and lime. Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, 110 Scriven Street in downtown Darien. Or call ahead, 912-574-8016.
In life and in sports, you need a winning strategy to be successful. Hi, I'm Dr. Denny Carter. At Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, our strategy is to treat orthopedic injuries safely and effectively so you can return to your activities quickly. Find us on the field or in the neighborhood with convenient locations in Brunswick, St. Mary's, and St. Simon's Island. We offer same-day emergency appointments and the resources of Southeast Georgia Health System. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coach Show with Head Coach Terrell Tumor on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer, location from Blue and Bar Mexican Bar and Grill. The segment brought to you by Blue Bar Mexican Bar and Grill, Summer Sports Medicine, and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Coastal Pine Technical College. Coach, tell me about your 10th grader starting quarterback, and overall, how do you do Friday night?
That'll be Denver Anthony. We're impressed with Denver at quarterback right now. You know, he started for us last year at receiver and running back, and he started in every game on last year's team as a freshman, and he never faltered. And this year, he made the transition to quarterback. You know, and I'll say what I said earlier this year in the paper. At first, you know, I was like, whoa. He's got some work to do.
Yes.
But, you know, and that's one of the things I'm having to learn as a coach is it takes time. It takes time to see progress.
Right, coach. It don't happen overnight.
No, a kid can be one of the greatest athletes you've ever seen, and it still takes time to coach him up. And since we have put him there, he has steadily gone forward and elevated. He has not gone sideways. He has not gone backwards. He gets better every week.
Hey, Coach, I'm very impressed the way this young man can throw the ball, not having no quarterback skill at all. And he really, and I'll tell you what, the offensive coordinator have done a great job with him to help him to throw the ball further down the field.
Yes, he has. Coach Rex has done a good job with him. I'll tell you what, we started off in June, and he was underthrowing the 9 route.
Yes, he was.
And about mid-July, he was overthrowing the guys, and they had to really turn the jets on to go get him. So now that he knows he can throw it, and we know he can throw it, we're using that. And now the receivers, we tell the receivers to run full speed. I mean, run your 9 route full speed, and he can put it out there. And you saw that the first play of the game.
Yes, we did. We hit him with a 50-yarder right off the first play of the ball game. It was called back. But, Coach, here's what I like about the young man. He can make things happen with his legs. When things break down, he can get out of there and go. Now, what you think about that?
Yeah, he can. You know, I should say it, but I tell him all the time, hey, they ain't open running. You know, and as is that, I'm sure Coach Rex is saying, hey, find your second receiver, find your third option. And, you know, I'm like, hey, you feel some pressure, get out of there. Go get some positive yards. And he can do it. And it's good having a dual threat quarterback, especially in high school.
Yes.
If you got a kid that can run it just as well as he can throw it, teams got to prepare for that. If you got to just prepare for a throwing quarterback, then you can pretty much send the house when you get ready when you want to. But when you got a kid who can pull it and take the distance, now you got to prepare for that kid.
And the coach, the only thing I don't like, you know, he's still a little wild and young and crazy yet. Just don't take that extra hit. Get him out of bounds, you know, because we need him for a long season.
And that's funny you say that. That's exactly what I told him one day last week. I said, hey, you taking unnecessary hits, man. You got to, when you get out of the pocket and you feel like you can't get any more, throw it, pull back and throw it away. If they get a late hit on you, we're going to flag. But quarterbacks got to, you know, he's got to be here for the entire season. He's going to take a lot of licks. And we got to minimize the licks as much as possible.
Yes, Coach. And but I watched him just grow up there Friday night. I was very, very impressed with him, the way he controlled and managed the ball game and got the kids in it, out the huddle, and got them up to the line and checked everything out, made sure everybody where it was supposed to be. What you thought, Holla? What kind of a job did he do that to you on Friday night?
He did a very good job. He did a marvelous job. He is a very quiet kid by nature, and I've been begging him to talk, and he will not talk. And finally, when we came out of half at the GA, at the scrimmage against Glenn Academy, everybody was talking. And Denver spoke up one time, and everybody stopped talking and listened. He said, "Hey, can I talk?" And everybody stopped and looked at him with owl eyes, like, "Oh, we didn't know you could talk." And he got everybody's attention. And that was the drive that he took it down the field and scored in that third quarter in that scrimmage.
Yes, you are listening to the Terrell Toomer Coach Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, one other thing I want to ask you. J.P. Palmer. J.P. didn't play like he normally does, and I was very disappointed with him Friday night. And he's the leader of this football team, him and Mike Campbell. And we go as J.P. go. Now, tell me your opinion on J.P. Friday night.
Well, I can't agree with you and say I was disappointed. The thing that we're asking Jimmy to do this year is something that he hadn't had to do in the past, and that's go both ways. So he's got to get his body used to it. I mean, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, never comes off the field. And whereas in the past, you know, his sophomore and his junior year, he was a one-way guy.
Yes.
We're asking him to play both ways, and we need him to play both ways. We need his leadership on the field, yes, offensively and defensively. So it's going to take some time for him to adjust, and no matter how many sprints we run or how many distances we run in practice, the only way to get in shape is in the game. There's no other replacement for getting in shape. It'll take some time for those guys to really get in shape like they want to, and once they get in shape, we'll know it.
Hey, Coach, I'm going to tell you something. I was very impressed with the guys up front, the big hogs or the defensive guys, your defensive linemen. They held it on against Bradley because Bradley was a big, solid football team.
Yes, they were. They came off the ball. They put a hat on a hat. Their guys were rolling off the football. I think we started two sophomores and a senior up front. We were impressed with the way our guys played as well. We still got a long way to go with those sophomores, but one of the things that they have that you can't coach is a motor. And when you got a kid that has a motor, you know, that's a good thing to have. You can't coach effort. Effort is between you and you, and those young guys got effort.
And you know what, Coach, I like I said, the special team, you know, our punt return, and Denver did a great job kicking the ball for us. And, you know, we got a young kicker this year, and he got some work to do, but I tell you what, I like his leg. He have a very, very strong leg, and you got him for 4 years, and he's going to do some special things before he leave MCA. Talk about your kicker.
Yeah, Seth Maxwell, he's a freshman, and you're right. He has a leg that's, you know, just as strong as a sophomore junior at this point. It's kind of funny you talk about him. He come to me yesterday and said, "Coach, I need a coach." And I said, "I'm sorry, Seth, we don't have a coach for you, but I'll start working on it for you." And that's just something a lot of high school teams don't have, is a kicking coach. And you just, unless you got a coach on the team that can do it, you normally don't have one. You just kind of throw the ball out and hope you guys can kick it through. But we're glad to have him. We got to build some confidence in him, and he's got to build his confidence. We went for a fourth and about 30, and right now at his young age, his range is about the 25, maybe 30 range. And we went for it on fourth, and he come up, you know, behind me and tapped me on the shoulder and pulled me and said, "Coach, I can hit that, Coach." And I turned back and I looked at him. I said, "It's the beginning of the season. We're going to have to keep working on it. But right now, we're going to go for this, Seth."
And, Coach, you know one thing? That one point could win or lose a ball game for you. So we going to have to really, really work on that and get that right.
Yes, it can. We're going to be prepared for, you know, whatever situation comes our way, though.
And, Coach, I want to talk about your big opponent you got this coming up Friday night. You know, we beat them and took their room at the Georgia Dome last year, too. And I don't think they're very, very happy with MCA right now. And they're looking for some payback. Tell me your thoughts on the game this coming Friday night.
Yeah, we did stay in the Georgia Tech Hotel, and they had already had that booked, so we ended up getting a good deal on it. As I was telling the guys today, I'm excited to play clinch again. You know, I described to our guys today that, you know, life is one big test. We judge everything in this world off of a test. Driver's test, English test, math test, spelling test. And Friday is a test for us. Monday through Thursday, we study. Friday is a test, and Friday is a big test. It's going to be a playoff atmosphere. Their side, their stand is going to be packed. And judging what we had last Friday at Brentley, our side will be packed.
Yes.
The sidelines will be packed. This is a big ball game. There's no doubt about it. They're going to be packed out. These are the kind of games you live for as coaches. As a player playing in a game like this, this is what you want.
And, Coach, let me say this. You know, last year they came in our place the second game of the season and spiked us pretty good. But they taught us how to play football, and we've been playing football pretty good at it ever since they beat us. Now, give me your opinion on that, Coach.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We played them the second game of last season, and those guys rolled over here, and they jumped on us so quick. It was 19-0 before we could take two breaths. And they kind of mellowed out in the second quarter, mellowed out in the third quarter. And the fourth quarter came, they finished us off. That game was 19-7 the entire game. The fourth quarter, they found some different ways to get in the end zone. They finished us. So, yes, you're right. Clinch showed us how to play football last year. We thought we were pretty good. We knew we were going to be good, but we didn't know how good we could be. And when Clinch rolled over here and put that 32-7 whooping on us, they showed us how to play football. Maybe they messed up on that part.
Yes. Okay, Coach, we'll be back to MCN Coach Show with Head Coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
In South Georgia, it's hot, and nothing is worse than not having an AC unit that doesn't cut the mustard. Action Heating and Air is here to help, serving McIntosh, Glenn, and surrounding counties since 1991. On call for you 24/7, and when it does cool off, we can get your unit winter ready in a snap. Financing available, Action Heating and Air, 912-437-6888. Online at actionac.com, and let's go Bucks! Darien Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center on Highway 17 in Darien. They accept most insurances and have competitive cash prices with free delivery to McIntosh and Glenn counties. Look for them on Facebook and at their website, DarienPharmacyGA.com. Open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Give them a call, 912-437-3784, and let's go Bucks!
Okay, welcome back to the MCN Buccaneers Coach Show with Head Coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palm on location at Blue Bar Mexican Bar and Grill. This segment is brought to you by the Darien Pharmacy and by Action Heating and Air. Now, Coach, we was talking about your opponent coming up this week, and give me a little more on what you got on them, Coach.
Clinch County this time of the year is always fast, and just based off of the film that we have right now, they look in rare form right now at the second game of the season. So they're going to come out and play fast. That offense that they run is known as a single wing, and to the fans, you can call it student body left,
yes,
and student body right, but, you know, it's power and counter and buck sweep. But, you know, from the stands, it all looks the same. We got, like I said a little while ago, it's another test. And I'm glad our kids are getting ready to take this test. They are a state playoff team year in and year out, and I admire the program.
Because that's what we was trying to get. We was trying to be, you know, on top year in and year out. And, you know, and like you say, we trying to model our program like the Clinch Counties and the Charlton Counties in the state of Georgia and so. What you think about that, Coach?
That is exactly right. That is another great point that I told our kids today. I said, you know, Clinch is in the playoffs deep every year, year in and year out.
Right.
We made it last year. We made it all the way to the final last year. And I asked them, hey, are we a one-hit wonder, or we're going to back it up every year, and we're going to take that thing back as far as we can get it every year and go deeper and deeper every year. I don't want us to be a one-hit wonder. I want us, you know, we had a little bit of taste of success last year, and I want to keep it rolling.
And the coach, boy, I tell you what, it feels good when you have success. And I want to know one thing, Coach. How did it feel to have to get that first win on Friday night? And I heard the team promise you that they was going to do that for you. Now, give me your opinion on that.
Well, to be honest, Mr. Palmer, I didn't think about a first win at all Friday night. I wasn't nervous. I wasn't nervous at all. I was more anxious to see our kids play in a real football game. I really wanted to see us. And I wasn't nervous because I knew the kids were prepared as much as we could do as coaches. And when you prepare, you don't have a reason to be nervous. You're more anxious to get it done. And, you know, going into halftime, I think we were tied up at 6.
6-6.
And coming back out, one of the seniors said, hey, Coach, we're going to get your first win. And I turned and looked at him, and and it hit me. I was like, he's right. I am 0-0 in the books. And getting the first win was good. Any win is good. I put it like that.
Yes. And, you know, Coach, to be 1-0 at this time, that was a big ball game for the Buccaneers. And I was like, don't let this thing be close going to the fourth quarter. We need to get a lead, Coach. And the boys performed, and they got that lead, and they continue to hold it there. Now, give me your opinion on that, Coach.
Yeah, our kids are seeming, you know, based off of the scrimmage and Brantley, we seem to be coming out very strong in the second half. We just got to work on our starts. We're starting fast sometimes, then we're starting slow, but the third and fourth quarter seems to be the same thing each week. We're coming out very pumped and excited to play, finish off the football game.
This is the MC and Coach Show with Terrell Toomer on Bishop Media Sport Network. Now, Coach, how is this week practice going? Is the kids excited to be on the field with Clinch?
Yes, they are. Our kids, you know, we watch film, and, you know, our kids are not scared to play Clinch anymore. You know, at first and at the beginning of 16, we didn't know what to expect as coaches and as players. We didn't know how to run practice for this week. Well, now we know.
Yes.
We know how to do it. We know how to run practice. We know if it's moving too slow, we know how to speed it up. You know, we'll turn the kids and get them in position and make them sprint a different way just to get that offense rolling. But the kids are excited about playing Clinch. And, you know, it's a great opportunity. I tell the seniors all the time, every day is your last.
Yes. And, Coach, let me ask you this question. Being a head coach and being the defensive coordinator, it's a big difference. And a lot of other things, responsibility you have to take on to get the team prepared to play on Friday night.
Yes, it's night and day. I'm embracing it, but it's definitely a night and day experience. I've gained a lot more respect for all head coaches, winning and losing head coaches. Coaches, you know, that are very successful coaches. Just head coaches, period. It's a lot of responsibility, and I love this game. I love the time I spend in it, so I embrace the challenge and take it on head on. I think as an assistant coach, you know, you just kind of show up and you do what you're told to do, and you do the best of it. But as a head coach, you're planning weeks and months out.
Sure.
And, you know, after this year, I do a lot more planning. Way in advance.
In advance,
months,
that's right.
Months, weeks, and you know, yearly if possible.
But, Coach, look like you put a good coaching staff together, and I'm very impressed because, you know, I go out to practice and watch the staff and the way they handle the kids, and look like you put a very, very good coaching staff together. Give me your thoughts on your coaches.
Yes, we hired Coach Rex. His name is Coach Rex Robertson. He's the offensive coordinator. He was at Griffin last year. Coach is very knowledgeable of the game. And I can say this 100 times, and you'll hear from a lot of coaches, but he actually cares about the kids, and he's there for them. And if they want to know anything, I mean, he spends as much time with those guys as he can, before practice, after practice, during the daytime. Coach Willie Lawson is coaching our offensive line. He comes to us from Statesboro High School. And he's a very knowledgeable guy of the line position. Coach Christian Harrison is our outside linebacker coach. He's a young guy and very knowledgeable on defense. I'm glad to have him on defense. Glad to add him to our defensive repertoire coaches. I got another guy, he's fresh out of college, Coach Sam Ellis. He is a remarkable young coach.
Impressed with him, Coach.
Yes, he's doing a very good job with our receivers. Our next coach is Coach Deion Tillman. He's been with us 2 years. This will make his third year out here. Coach is coaching the running backs. He's doing a good job with them. Coach Marco Kirk is coaching D-line, and he's been with them for 3 years. Coach Pat Marshall was elevated to defensive coordinator, and you know, he's doing a very good job with that defense. Maybe if I could get out of it, you know, they might be even better. Coach Carlton Franklin is our inside linebacker coach. He comes to us from, you know, I hate to say it, but he comes to us from Macon County.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing a very good job with our inside linebackers. I'm very blessed to have those guys. They all fit here just like a glove.
Yes.
I mean, there was no pushing and pulling. Everybody just fit right in. And I'm very excited to have those great group of men.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us for the MCA Coach Show with Terrell Tumor on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to the Blue Ball Mexican Bar and Grill and join us every Wednesday night at 7 for the Terrell Tumor Show. I'm Kenny Palmer, signing off.